This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So when you deal with hardship, you often ask, why am I dealing with this hardship? And you are told that it's because of the great reward that can come as a result of it if you internalize and act upon it in the way that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to act in our times of hardship. And a lot of times, as you are hearing lessons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showering people of hardship and people that have been through trials with the mercy that He does, you start to wonder, is that the only way that I can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that verily He tests those whom He loves. So can I only attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through severe trial and severe test? And this is a sentiment that would even be in the hereafter, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that when Ahlul Afiyah, people who were generally spared from hardship in this life, see the reward of those who were generally tested in this life, Ahlul Bala. So Ahlul Afiyah are the people that were spared, and Ahlul Bala, the people that were tested. When they see the way that Allah is rewarding the people that were tested, they would wish to be sent back to this world so that they could cut their skins, because Allah is the one who's consoling and who's comforting, and Allah is the one who is allotting just this immense reward for the struggles of the righteous. So the question is again, is there any way for me to attain this high position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without going through severe hardship? And how do we then reconcile that notion with the dua in the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, we ask you for the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, and protect us from the fire of hell. So I found this very beautiful dua from Salam ibn Muti'a, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Salam ibn Muti'a was heard making this supplication. He said, Allahumma in kunta balaghta ahadan min ibadika salihina darajatan bi bala'in fabalighniha bil'afiyah. This is really beautiful. He said, O Allah, if you have granted any righteous servant of yours a station because of a trial that they faced, then grant it to me while sparing me that trial. This is beautiful. Allah is capable. O Allah, if you have granted, Allahumma in kunta balaghta ahadan min ibadika salihina darajatan bi bala'in fabalighniha bil'afiyah. If you have granted any righteous servant of yours a station because of a trial they faced, then grant it to me while sparing me that trial. Make this dua, dear brothers and sisters, and of course this isn't a hadith, so you don't have to make it in these words, but in that spirit, that Allah is capable of giving you the best of this life and the best of the next. Don't ask Allah for tests, but at the same time, be graceful when Allah does test you. Because it may be that the only way that we reach that station is by that test and by that trial. But at the same time, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that you are asking a merciful Lord, know that you are asking a capable Lord. So ask Him for the very best, and this is what comes in that, in this very beautiful dua from Salam ibn Muti'a, rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest station of seekers, and the highest station of the patient, and the highest station of the grateful, without putting us through the trials that could potentially compromise that patience and allow us to lose out on that reward. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.